Hello, this is Sissy Bass bringing you Sissy Bass Watson. I am going to be working on a series, and the title of this series on my podcast is called How to Get Closer to God. How do we get closer to God and become more like Christ? Now, I'm going to talk about 10 daily habits, and on each podcast, I will handle two. Talking about daily habits in Christianity sounds rigid. It sounds like hammering on religion rather than the relationship God has called us to. And yet, these daily habits are not a checklist. They are not a checklist from Pastor Sissy Bass. They are either steps that Jesus modeled for us in his own life or steps that the Bible tells us we should take to become more like Christ. 1 John 2:6 tells us that if we are in a relationship with Christ, then we should also walk in the same manner as he walked. Now, somebody will say, Pastor Cecilia, that's impossible. We can't be like Christ. If you want to handle it in the flesh, you cannot. But if you allow the Spirit to walk in you, you can do it. Because remember, the Bible says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. It's the Holy Spirit's work to make us like Christ. For I am confident of this, that he who began a work in you will continue to perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:6, one of my favorite scriptures. And yet there are steps we can take each day, I said, that allow the Holy Spirit to walk in and through us, making us more like Jesus Christ. James urges people to get closer to God. Come near to God and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. James 4:8. By confessing our sins, practicing humility, and transforming our thoughts with scripture, we can become more like Christ and get closer to God. The first daily habit is thanksgiving. Giving thanks, having a heart of gratitude. Gratitude opens our eyes to all that God is doing around us. It helps us to cultivate a heart that is satisfied and trust God rather than complaining about our circumstances and groaning against him. Jesus continually gave thanks to God. Before Jesus fed 5,000 with 2 fish and 5 loaves, he took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. John 6:11, later, John records that Jesus, before he raised Lazarus from the dead, he looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. John 11:41. Even on the night Jesus was arrested, he still gave thanks to God. Now, 1 Corinthians explains it. It says that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. The second daily habit is practicing humility. Humility. God detests the proud. God detests the proud. Anytime you sense that you are walking in pride or about to walk in pride, know that your downfall is knocking at your door. Biblical humility is giving up our own selfish and vain desires so we can do the will of God. Jesus humbled himself to obey the Father, even though he was the Son of God. Even though he was God in flesh, he humbled himself and obeyed the Father. Philippians 2:5 to 8, he says, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in the nature of God, in the very nature of God, in fact, did not consider equality with God. Now, this is something we must catch. Now, Jesus was on planet Earth. Jesus came into this world as God in the form of man. But the Bible is saying that being in the very nature of God, he did not consider himself equal with God, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Now, it is not easy. When you desire to get closer to God, it is achievable and it is possible. Remember today, number one, have a heart of gratitude. always make sure you thank God in all things, whether in good or in bad, in your tears, in your laughter, in your joy, in every situation that you're going through. Remember to thank God, because the Bible says that when our praises go up, blessings come down. The second one is humility. Humility is a virtue. When you start walking in pride, know that you and God are not at peace. You are basically at loggerheads, because he doesn't like people who are proud. So today I pray that as we embark on this series, we will take into consideration the daily habits that I'm going to be sharing with you. And we will ask God to help us to get closer to him. Today, if you are drifting away from the presence of God, I want you to say this prayer. Lord Jesus, forgive me for distancing myself from you, whether through sin or whether through disobedience. I invite you in my heart today, and I ask that God, please get me closer to you. Whatever I need to do to get closer to you and never turn my back away from you, Lord, help me to do so. Strengthen my spirit man, O God, so that this flesh of mine would not stop me from getting closer to you and having a relationship with you. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. May God bless you all and have a blessed day. Bye-bye.